Nearly 50 years ago this month, the Soviet Venera mission approached the planet Venus and later landed there, sending back the first color images of the planet's surface, unveiling the goddess of love and beauty for a new generation of poets and dreamers. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So stories of the trials and consequences that result from unveiling the goddess of love and beauty abound through the ancient world and well into the age of the Renaissance. Take, for instance, the story of the mortal Anchises, who was loved by Venus Aphrodite, but then was slain by Zeus's thunderbolt when he got drunk and bragged about it, or the dire consequences for Christian Rosenkreutz when he unwittingly unveiled Venus in the 16th century manuscript describing his initiation in the chemical wedding. Now, if we put the pop music of the 20th century in line with these former cultural narratives about what it means to unveil the goddess, then it seems that the trials and consequences continue. During the same weeks that the Venera spacecraft made its approach to Venus and then sent back its pictures in February and March of 1982, the Jay Giles Band had the number one hit on the Billboard charts for their pop rock song Centerfold, in which the singer comes to the startling realization that his childhood sweetheart has grown up to land on the centerfold of a girly magazine. Now, Venus is currently lost in the morning light, making way toward a meeting with the sun later next month. When we see the planet again, it will already be spring, and the goddess of love and beauty will emerge as what poet George William Russell described as our purer evening star. So now it's time to consider, while Venus is out of sight for all of humanity, how do we respond to love and beauty when the goddess is unveiled? From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.